Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Well, hey, thanks. Must not be too busy this morning. It's Tom with Cragen Contractors.
Okay, let me go ahead and find the county. Give me a second.
Yeah, all right.
All right, perfect. And tell me, how can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm trying to edit some of the text in the website. Is that anything you can point me to, or?
Okay, you want to edit some changes on the website, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have several ways. For example, if you want to let us do it, we can, right? As well, you should have access to the client dashboard.
I do. Yeah, no, I'm in the editor.
Perfect.
So I have a specific question about editing.
Okay.
So I'm trying to change the text within a widget, and I don't want to mess anything up, and I don't know how to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, the good news is that you can actually move it around, play around with it. As long as you don't hit the button that says republish, then no one's going to see the changes, right? So it's kind of protected, I guess you could say, right? So let me see where you are, actually. Okay, so you're on the website editor you mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is it that you want to change? There was some type of...
So there's, on the homepage, there's a subsection, if you will, called services, and there's three items within that. Each, I guess, are widgets. I don't know, but I'm trying to just change the text in them. And so I highlight one that says, it brings up that widget, and I can say edit if I want.
Okay. Give me a sec.
It brings up a photo gallery page.
Oh, yeah. So if you click, let's say if you're on services on the website and you click on custom shower, they should take you to show more information on each category. Okay. And tell me, you were trying to make changes to where it says custom shower, glass doors, an enclosure for tubes and showers?
Well, kitchen and bathroom remodeling, for example.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're trying to do something specific for that. What is it that you're trying to do? Just change the...
I'm just trying to change the text.
The text? Okay. I believe it definitely should give you the option.
So, like I said, I'm in the editor, and if I hit the one that says kitchen bathroom modeling, it brings up, I don't know if I'm looking at a widget or what, but it says photo gallery content. Yeah, it says this widget is connected to a collection. I don't know what that means, but, yeah. And then if I say edit within that, it brings up the photo gallery editor, I don't know what it is. It doesn't give me really an option to change the content, the text content.
Understood. There are times where there are special things that are, let's say, protected, meaning that you won't be able to make changes directly to it. And the reason is because it can affect the actual domain, or it can even cause for it to be removed, right? So when it comes to let's say those type of things that you just can't do the edits, because I'm also checking to see if I can do
mine. Yep.
It's not letting me, right? So what I can do is I could definitely I could check with my site team, right? Or I can actually make sure that you speak with them directly.
Okay.
This means that we can set up an appointment with them, and they can help you with the actual changes themselves. For example, they might even be able to show you exactly how to do it, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, give me just a sec, because I'm trying to see if maybe I could do it, but yeah, it's the same thing. It's
Now, you know what? It's not that urgent. It can wait till you make this appointment, whatever time that is.
Yeah, if by then, I would highly recommend that maybe you make a list of changes that you want to make.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be really good, because that's something that I always recommend is to customize the website.
Yeah. No, I'll be ready.
Perfect. Let me double check when would be the next available time. I believe we might have to wait till Monday here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Monday, okay.
Yeah.
And you are Pacific time, so it shouldn't be a problem. What would be a good time for you? Would it be
early morning?
Early morning? Or wow, okay, that was a tongue. Okay, so I could do the earliest I could do is 10:30. Would that work for you?
Not really. I'm going gangbusters by then. Just pick a day where I could do it early. You know?
We could do it on Tuesday. The earliest would be around 8:30 a.m.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine? Perfect. I'm going to just bear with me, and I'll send you confirmation by email that it's been set.
Okay. What date is that?
The date is going to be on the 31st, it looks like.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Here's your email. Perfect. It won't take too long. Just bear with me a few seconds. Okay, perfect. So the email should be on its way. You'll get it shortly. The appointment has been set for the 31st. It will be at 8:30 a.m. It looks like it will be Pacific time, okay? All right, awesome. Now, just before you go, actually, because I was planning on calling you today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Give me a second here. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and check and see if the ads are running. I know we have till Friday, but maybe... Okay, so it's just going to take till tomorrow, it looks like, but they're almost ready. If you check on your client dashboard, if you're on there, you can actually check for the Google Ads where it says Ad Campaigns, okay?
Hang on.
Yeah, of course.
Where would that be, in Google Ads?
Yes, so if you go to your client dashboard, right, if you're on your computer, there's sections on top that says Ad Campaigns.
Ad Campaigns?
That's correct. And then you'll be able to decide which one you open. For example, there was Facebook. And then
Google Ads.
Beautiful.
Go to Google Ads.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. I just want you to see what you – well, actually, it's good it's at zeros right now. That way we can see the difference. So right now, as soon as you click Google Ads, okay, you're going to see a bunch of zeros, right?
Yep.
Now, as soon as they're live, all these things are going to start changing, right? You'll be able to see what kind of words people are using just in case we need to make changes. And you're also going to see who is actually looking at them and how many impressions, okay? So this is going to be a very important site for you, okay?
Good.
All right, awesome. So I'll give you a quick update tomorrow on the Google Ads. I believe they should definitely be ready by then, okay?
Okay. So my next question is, I'm thinking of kind of doing this in a couple phases, but I'm hanging most of my bait out for bath remodels because it's kind of lower hanging fruit. Get a couple bath remodels maybe in my queue and then switch over to focusing on more general interior remodeling. I want to know if that's A, advisable, B, feasible, you know.
So if you wanted to, let's say, add a service, right, a specific service, I don't see any issues with that. I don't see any type of additional charges. I mean, that's what we definitely can do is just switch the service if need be, right? For example, we have clients that do something specific during winter and then during summer something else, right? So we can definitely switch back and forth if it's needed.
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
I mean, so I guess here's the real deal. How long does it take to kind of switch over?
I would say it can take a good 2 to 3 weeks for the information to reflect on Google Maps.
No, not what I meant. And maybe your answer still fits the question. But so what I really want to know is, let's say I switch and, you know, make the site even more centric to the new focus, you know, do you guys have to then write new ads for Google? I mean, I don't understand what the 2 or 3 day delay is in, you know, starting these ads. Is it because your team has to custom make them and all that, or what?
They do custom make them, but to answer your question, they're going to be focused more on your website, right? For example, the ads, they push the client to go to your website.
Okay.
You're attached. So if you make any changes, for example, if you personally make a change today and you press republish, then it's going to show, the difference will show right away, right? If you stick with our, let's say, website team and you ask them to do changes, it could take maybe 24, 48 hours for those changes to be made. So it does depend on the size, I guess you could say. But I've never seen it take longer than around 48 hours.
That's not answering my question, so... All right. It's just making me grumpy.
I'm sorry, Thomas. I definitely want to understand the question. Then I apologize.
Well, no, it's just confusing because I'm not a web guy. I just don't. So, you know, the correlation, I guess, between whatever models you use in the background and widgets and all that stuff, and you know, if you have a background database of say pictures you use, and I go and mess with them. I don't know how, if any, impact at all that has and all that. I don't want to mess with something that actually works in an attempt to make it better, only to make it worse.
I see what you mean. Yeah, that definitely is important. The good thing, again, right, is that, well, the website is protected, right? So if you make changes, it shouldn't really, unless you republish, it won't be seen, right?
Now, okay, well, listen. I did do something this morning where I said republish, and indeed it took it out. So if there's any way to revert back to how it was 30 minutes ago, it'd be great. If not, it's not a huge deal. I took out a little piece, and I couldn't figure out how to put it back in.
Okay, not a problem. I could ask my team to reset it, but as well, right, since the appointment's already set, feel free to get these questions as well, right? They're definitely the specialists, so they'll do a better
job. Yeah. I don't want to wait till Tuesday for that. If you can just get them to revert it back to, you know, 8 o'clock.
Okay, not a problem. Let me see here.
I just
have to let them know to revert it back.
Okay.
Perfect. So I'll ask for them to have it reverted back, right? I believe you said you made the changes about 30 minutes ago. So they'll be able to...
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, Ivan, I'll look forward to talking to him on Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely. It's already set, and I will give you a call tomorrow just to see if the ads are up and live, okay?
Okay, real good.
All right, thank you. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.